You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I need to say before we start that we are pre-recording this, and we're a little bit ahead. So if there has been a problem that you guys have not liked with the latest format of this podcast, I haven't heard your complaints because those are future complaints that haven't happened yet. But I really like what we're doing.
Yeah,
Ant-Man has been a big part of this. Parker, it's been a big part of this, and yes. So is Paul.
Yes.
So what we do here is we answer your questions. podcast@grangersmith.com is the answer, is how you ask the question, and then hopefully I'll give
that
you
that is
answer.
The answer.
I'll give you an answer.
How you ask it.
I think it's important that we've been answering a bunch of questions kind of bundled into one. Mm-hmm. Today is a big one. I get asked this all the time personally. I get asked this if I'm doing some kind of Q&A at a conference. This is a major question. And then on the podcast itself, for the last 100 episodes or so, I've gotten this a bunch. And the question is, how do you read your Bible? Mm-hmm. Speaking to me personally, how do you, Granger, read your Bible? And I think that's a great question. And I kind of figured out a system on my own through listening and watching other people. And so this wasn't taught to me. So it's not necessarily the right way. In fact, I don't think there is a right way to read your Bible as long as you are reading it.
Right.
I think there are wrong ways. Maybe we should start with that.
Okay, what's a wrong way of reading?
A wrong way, in fact, I just heard this today. I heard this today from a friend of Amber. And she said, my boyfriend just talked about a Bible verse, and it was Lamentations 3, and it was, "Great is your faithfulness." And she was like, he screenshotted "Great is your faithfulness" and sent it to me and says, "This hits differently." And the girlfriend said, "Why?" And she said, "Because I'm realizing now that the Lord looks on our faithfulness, not our works." And I was like, that verse is not about the man. That's the faithfulness of God.
Of God, yeah.
Jeremiah is writing that about God. Yeah. And in fact, Lamentations it's a horrible, horrible story of how the Babylonians were wrecking Jerusalem, and Jeremiah's watching it, weeping as the people are being dragged away and the walls of the temple are crumbling down. And he then looks up at the Lord and says, "Great is your faithfulness." Mm-hmm. That is what happened. And here's the deal. This is where it was wrong. He didn't get any of that because he got the notification of the Bible app, the quote of the day.
Oh, so he has no context.
There's what no this, context.
That would be the wrong way to
read
the Bible.
That's the wrong way to read the Bible.
It's out of context. That's a great
one verse at a time that pops up on your phone from an app.
Yeah.
And you look at the app and it says, great is your faithfulness. And you're like, I think the Lord's speaking to me saying, great is your faithfulness. Jeremiah's talking about God. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so far-fetched that I didn't even compute with me for a second, because I never could even imagine that that would be talking about us and not talking about God.
Did you start thinking to yourself, where in the Bible does he say that my faithfulness is great?
Yeah. And I couldn't understand that. Yeah. I actually walked away from the conversation later, and I was like, a light bulb came on. I was like, oh, now I know what happened. Yeah. So that is a wrong way. Yeah. A long time ago, a couple of years ago, I did a sermon about coffee mug verses. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend listening to it. Don't go listen to it, because I wasn't a very good preacher. I'm still not. But
whatever.
But that is a wrong way. We cannot read our Bible that way. Here's another wrong way. And this came up in a conversation at a recent conference I did in Illinois. Did a Q&A, and I was telling people, imploring them to read their Bibles, which is what I'm doing on this episode right now. It's so important. In fact, last time you and I were on a show together, 2 weeks ago, we talked about being around other believers, preferably in the local church, in the body, and reading your Bible are the two most important things you could do in your walk with the Lord. So this guy, as I'm imploring these people, he raises his hand and he says, I read my Bible and I still just feel so distant from the Lord. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you just tell us a little bit about what does that reading look like? And he said, well, I just pick it up and read. And I was like, well, if you don't mind, what does that mean? And he goes, well, just whatever I feel like reading that day. I was like, okay. I just want to point out that you're basing your reading on what you feel. You say, I feel like I'm understanding more about suffering. I'm going to go read something about suffering. I feel like reading something more about being patient, so I go look for that. So you're just going on the whim of your feelings.
Would you pick up, for lack of a better one, Moby Dick and read chapter 20?
Great point.
Like, well, I didn't like this book. What did you not like about it? Well, I mean, it just like out of nowhere, this happened and that happened. And like,
yeah.
Hang on, show me where you started. It's chapter 20. Well, that's not where you start in the book.
Yeah.
That's not how it,
or maybe,
and yes, the Bible is not chronological in every single chapter.
Yeah.
It's funny, I'm just now reading, like I'd already read some about David, and then now I am in, oh no, lost it. Sorry. But it's coming back. It's after Kings. Where am I? I haven't marked. I'll think of it later, but it was bringing back up about David, and it was really going through all the stuff with David, and I'm like, oh, okay, now we're back into the meat of David. I like this.
Yeah. So just context. That's all we're asking
exactly.
for here.
Yep.
That's a great point about Moby Dick. So to this guy in the crowd, I say, have you ever read the book of Romans? And he said, no. And I said, do you know the book of Romans has just rocked the world? In fact, it is the reason for the Protestant Reformation. It was Martin Luther struggling with Romans 1:17, just struggling with that verse about righteousness. And he couldn't understand. In fact, he hated the righteousness of man and the righteousness of God. He just couldn't understand it. But he didn't quite know what it meant. And he wrestled and wrestled and wrestled with Romans 1 until it finally hit him what that means. And it just rocked his world as he understood finally in context what Paul was talking about, that we're saved by faith. The righteousness is given to us through faith. The righteousness of Jesus, not on our own. It rocked his world. It caused the whole world to split. And many people, Parker is another one that was saved by the book of Romans. Amber thinks, she can't remember exactly, but she thinks it was Romans. So I just pointed out this guy. And Romans is just one example of 66 books that I told this guy. I said, this is what you're missing when you just try to read emotionally on what you think you should read.
Right.
Another wrong way to read the Bible.
Yeah, that makes sense. Chronicles. That's where I was trying to think of.
Yeah. So another wrong way to read the Bible is to not read at all.
Yes.
So let's talk about, what were you gonna say?
No, my personal encounter with how I'm reading now came from a conversation with you.
Okay.
And but if you want to jump into,
well, I don't think we've ever talked about it. I've mentioned in passing Mishang plan. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I don't think I've ever shown people what that actually looks like. And reading the Bible is life changing. It's life transforming. It is life giving, and it is as close as we're going to get to the presence of God outside of the local church, mm-hmm. outside of heaven. Mm-hmm. It's that important. Mm-hmm. When we pray, we're speaking to God. When he speaks back, it's through his word in the Bible. There is nothing more important to a believer outside of the local church than reading your Bible. And if you're in ministry and you're listening to this right now, it's not just reading your Bible for your ministry work, or in my case, it's not just working in seminary and reading what I need to read for seminary or what I'm preparing for in a sermon I have this week. It is your own devotional time, separate from all of those things, separate from a requirement, separate from what you're learning in your small group at church or what your pastor's reading to you, separate from all of that. Your own personal devotional time.
So you have those in your life. You have your own personal time of reading the Bible, and then you have your seminary time or your preparation for a message.
Yeah. And I have, like right now at church, we're walking through Hebrews.
Okay.
Yeah. Marshall is walking us through Hebrews. Yeah. In our Wednesday night Bible study, we're going through Judges. In seminary, we're going through 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. In my message that I'm working on for this weekend is Daniel. Mm-hmm. And my devotional time is different than all of those things I just said.
Yeah.
And these are critical things. Let's go to the Bible quickly and talk about the importance of the Bible. Now, there's a lot of places that we can go. I think maybe Psalm 119 is a decent place to start. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth and the way of your testimonies. I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." So we could use that word for statutes and testimonies and precepts. We could interchange all of those things. I think David makes it clear. The psalmist makes it very clear what he's talking about here. John 14, this is the verse, the section of scripture that saved me. But 14:20-ish, we can start around there. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and they're talking to him about, "Hey, Lord, why is it that you love us? Why are you with us? Why do you manifest yourself to us?" And he says in verse 23, he says, Jesus answers him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." And then 24 says, "Whoever does not love me does not keep my word." So the natural implication there is, how could you keep a word you don't know? So
you have to know.
You have to know it. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:16. This one is incredible. This one it blows me away every time I see it. I'm getting there way faster because I'm using an iPad.
I'm old school, analog over here. Yeah.
I do this sometimes when I'm in a Q&A.
Yeah.
I just have this iPad. It's just so
That's
quick.
Great.
2 Timothy 3:16 is one of the most incredible verses in the Bible. 16 and 17.
I have it all highlighted already.
"All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Are you kidding me?
I have a New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
And its translation there is, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives.
Wow. If that's not, 2 Timothy 3:16 is just very clear. All scripture is breathed out by God. Yep. Profitable for teaching, reproof, correction. So one more here, and then I'll kind of lay off on this. Hebrews 4, another famous one, Hebrews 4:12. This is another very obvious one. It says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, mm-hmm. piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Right after that, verse 13 says, and no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eye of him to whom we must give an account. So
yeah.
I think it's very clear that not only should we be reading, should we love it like the psalmist says, and that should be a prayer for us, mm-hmm. that we genuinely love the word. We crave it, like the psalmist says. Let me go one more here. This is one of my favorites. Psalm 42:1. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So not only should that be our heart position, and if it's not, pray for it. That's a great prayer. Lord, I read this Psalm 42:1 and I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. Please give me that. Yeah. That's a good gift. That's a good prayer.
Yeah. He says it in 119 later on in 36. It's a plea. Give me an eagerness for your law.
Great prayer.
Give me an eagerness. And that's different than being hungry.
Yeah.
An eagerness is a lack of a better, and this is very much a guy thing. When you have to go to the bathroom, I'm going to burst. I got to go. That's eagerness.
Yeah.
Give me an eagerness for your laws.
Yeah, I absolutely. Yeah. I think it's clear.
Sorry, I just compared going to the bathroom, but it's that feeling, that anxiousness, well, you know,
it's something you can't resist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's way better.
So I think it's very clear that we need an eagerness. Mm-hmm. We need to crave it. And not only do we need to want it, but once we do want it, it's so paramount in our growing and in our own correction of our own life, and our own faithfulness, and in us getting closer to God. All of it hinges on us understanding, reading, meditating, listening to, sitting under wise teaching, wrestling with mm-hmm. the Bible, the word, the precepts, the testimonies, the law. All of those things equate to what Jesus means when he says, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. Now, we're not capable of doing that on our own. So it's important to say, too, we're saved by grace through faith. This is not our own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man may boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. And it's important to know that we're not capable of these things on our own. We need to have, we need a new heart. We need to be given a new desire, new wants, new eyes to see, new ears to hear, so that we can crave this. But once we do, and once your eyes are open to it, then I want you to tell me the story I want you to tell everyone the story that you told me today.
Yeah.
What was that?
When we started changing the podcast here, one of them that we brought up, and it was the first one, should Christians stop cussing, or, you know, can Christians cuss? George Janko, who used to be on Logan Paul's podcast, and they're best friends. He talks very highly of Logan still to this day, but they now lead very different lives, and George is saved. And is moving into the, you know, he's starting to recognize things in his life. But he was on a recent podcast, was talking about his father is still alive. And both of our fathers have passed. But imagine right now, if your father wrote you something.
Yeah.
Would you not read, hey, I wrote some letters to you and I put them in a book.
Would you not read every single word of it every day, over and over again? And it's not going to be all just encouragement.
No.
It's going to say, be careful with this. Bingo. Stay away from this. Do more of this. Try to cultivate more of this. Yeah. Stay steadfast in this. This is what a dad would say to a son.
Well, and I think that some of the language is that we use language in the church, and it is very much appropriate. It's in the Bible, too, is that he is our father. But is he your dad? Mm. Yeah. Do you have that relationship? Mm. do you climb up in his lap? Mm. Do you talk to him about your day?
Yeah.
Do you feel his arms around you?
Yeah.
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's who did all this.
Yeah.
He wrote you the letters and has them right here for you to read.
This is going on right now with my 10-year-old son, Lincoln. Mm. Mm. I get him sometimes and I say, buddy, I don't want to punish you.
Yeah.
But I love you. And I want you to be the man that I know you're going to be.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Do what I say. Suffer the consequences if need be. Mm-hmm. But endure through this because you will one day be a man. And that's the message of the Bible.
It sure is.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You know, when I started a website way back in probably 2002, Grangersmith.com, that's probably how old it is. There was no way I was thinking in the future about a podcast and then selling things from my website, like apparel. But that's what we ended up doing because that was the necessity. You know, that was the business. And we didn't know how to do it at the time, but thank goodness now we have Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business from the very beginning till now. We still use Shopify, whether that's Grangersmith.com or YeeYee.com. In fact, it doesn't matter what you're selling, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever, whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. And it really helps turn these browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to the other leading commerce platforms. You could sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify's magic AI-powered all-star. I just really don't want to get in the weeds of this stuff, and I really don't know how to. Getting into the weeds of actually selling from our platform. That's why we have Shopify, and that's why we've used Shopify for so long, and that's why 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. goes to Shopify, and plus 175 countries worldwide. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you and your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Grainger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Grainger right now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Grainger. Podcast is also brought to y'all by The Wellness Company. So how is it possible America could run short of amoxicillin? Amoxicillin, you know, it's like the Swiss Army knife of antibiotics because it treats so many different types of infections. And doctors prescribe amoxicillin for nose, ear, and throat infections. It treats lower respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, and UTIs. So how could America run short of amoxicillin? Antibiotics come from China and India, and if you or a family member gets sick and there's no amoxicillin, what do you do? Well, that's why we have a medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company. It comes with amoxicillin. It's in your kit right now when you need it. And this is not, I repeat, this is not first a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home with essential prescriptions. It comes with essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. That's crazy. Doctors prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and so much more. You need this stuff. And so every home should have at least one medical emergency kit in case America runs out. And you could order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Grainger and use promo code Grainger. That's promo code Grainger at twc.health/Grainger. So I think we've made a pretty good case for why we should read it.
Yeah.
And not only why we should read it, but we should read it all the time.
Yeah, it should be daily.
We should read it daily. Yeah. We should read it... It should be a habit that's like oxygen for us, mm-hmm. as much as we need oxygen. Somebody might ask, how often, how many times a week should I read my Bible? I would say 7. Yeah. And need to always have the caveat of saying, you're not gaining approval by God if you read your Bible. You're not gaining status with God if you read your Bible. You're not gaining a ticket punched to heaven if you read your Bible. You're not getting justified at all in any way from any other reason than Jesus and his work on the cross becoming a substitute for sinners, that whoever turned to him and believe, their sin is wiped away. Their debt, the wages of sin is paid. It is wiped away. It's clean because of his sacrifice. So it is not anything that you do, including going to church or reading the Bible. But after you're saved, after you're justified in that way, after you've looked to him and trusted in him, then those desires we've talked about that you want to crave his word, that you want to grow, yeah. that you want to move. Jesus never calls us to stay in the same place. It's follow, follow, follow. Yeah. Let's go. If you want to be that guy, if you want to follow him, then he'll know you as one who keeps his word. Yeah. So I would say, why wouldn't you do it 7 days a week?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I personally had the desire, but had no knowledge or real practical way of understanding how to make it part of my daily life. Although I was going, you know what, I'm just going to... Am I going to read the entire Bible in a year? I don't know. What I am going to do is I'm going to start every day. I'm going to read one chapter of the New Testament. Start in Matthew and then just start reading. And I read through the end. And I was like, okay, you know what I could probably do is add a psalm. I could do a psalm every day and then a chapter of the New Testament. And then you and I were talking. And you said, well, have you tried the McShane plan? I was like, I don't even know what that is. Never even heard of
it. So I think that's a good point to, awesome. to remember it's not quantity.
No. No.
It's just the daily practice yeah. of it that I'm looking for first. It's like if I was telling you, you need to run, you need to be a jogger. And you would say, how far do I need to run? I go, I don't care. I don't care right. how far you run.
Just run.
I just want you to put your shoes on. And if you yeah. run 50 feet, yeah. then and if you do that every single morning, you run 50 feet with your jogging shoes and come back, then I'm expecting that by next week you're running 75 feet.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that. Yeah. But I'm not requiring it, or I just want to build the habit. I've said this before, But and that, by no means am I ever trying to put myself forward as someone that's got it going on. Right. I'm by no means using any kind of bragging language, but the only reason I bring this stuff up is to just encourage, to maybe model something that I'm seeing from other guys. Mm-hmm. Everything I do is modeled from someone else. I'm not inventing any of this. In fact, everyone, all the way back to the first century, we're all just modeling that and trying our best. But the reason I even bring it up is so that people go, Granger could do it, I could do it. And so one thing I say is last year in 2023, I didn't skip any mornings in 2023 except four, and that's when I was in Pakistan.
Okay.
And it was literally illegal for me to bring a Bible in any form, even on my phone.
Even an app.
Yeah. It was illegal in that country completely. So I just relied on memorization.
Sure.
And that's it. And it was a special time actually in Pakistan, not to not have my Bible. It was a special connection I had because the word is life for me. Mm-hmm. The Bible is life. And so as I separated the umbilical cord from life, I went to Pakistan. I said, Lord, I need you. And I just went through my, you know, verses that I knew and my prayer life was fruitful. And because I think the Lord sustained me knowing, I know you love my word and thank you for that. But when I pull it away, you still have me.
Yeah.
So I think there's something to say for that. But when I was in Pakistan, it was the only 4 days, and then I ended up catching back up later. Mm-hmm. But I say that once again, not to brag, but to just set an example for others that might be wondering, I'm pretty busy, Granger. Like, I've got a lot going on, my work, my wife, my kids, my schedule. I go fishing, I get on airplanes. To all of that, I say, I could probably match you in all those things.
Yeah.
I've been moderately busy the last several years, and I don't skip it because this is life. And whatever else is going on, whatever busyness I've got going on, I need to get up earlier. Or if I'm getting up at 3 a.m. to go get a flight, and it doesn't make as much sense to get up at 2:30 to read the Bible or 2, then I'll say, okay, I'm not going to read in the morning when I wake up, but I'll read in the airport sitting there waiting for the flight.
Yeah, sure.
On the flight itself, I'll read then. Yeah. But I make it a point that I don't miss it.
Yeah.
And so I say all of that to hopefully wipe away excuses from people that think they're too busy. And then I think we should lead into what this podcast really is about. And you kind of alluded to that. How specifically do we read our Bibles? Yeah. Now, this part, everything I said until this part, I think is, you need to do everything I've said up until this part. You need to do it. You need to understand the importance of it as the Bible has told us, the importance of itself. And you need to understand the gravity of it, the weight of it, the desperation for every breath of it. And you need to do it every day. So up until this point, everything I would say, do it. Now you're on your own. After that, like you said, and I think you said it well, one paragraph. If you read paragraph.
It's something.
Don't read one line. Please don't read one verse. Otherwise, you might think that's your faithfulness and not God that Jeremiah is talking about. But if you read one paragraph a day, there is another thing I'm studying in the Bible, and that is with my family worship. Hmm. And so that's another thing separate. And with that, we're working through the book of Mark, and we read maybe as much as the kids can handle, and sometimes that's only one paragraph.
Right, right.
And I think that's also enough for the average viewer to listen. If you're like, look, I don't have time, or I don't understand it, or I don't desire it. If any of those things are you, then I would say, let's go to one paragraph. In the Gospels, they're called pericopes, the little sections that have a little title, and then there's a little section. What?
I do. Like, if that is your statement, though, I find it hard to believe that you've made a commitment to Christ and have zero desire. Am I wrong in that?
No, it's a really good check engine light for you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so this truck's not running right. Because I don't care about the Bible, Granger. You say all this stuff, I don't understand it, it makes no sense to me.
Just told me you dedicated your life to Christ and you're saved. And you have no desire.
So you got a check engine light in your truck. You need to take it into the station. What's wrong? I don't desire your word. And Psalm 119, which is a man after God's own heart, loves the word.
Wouldn't you even just want to go selfishly look for the benefits? You know, let's start there. Let's start on surface level, flesh level.
I think the atheist should read the Bible. Yeah. Why not? It's the most popular literature in the world.
Yeah.
You're going to read Homer's Odyssey. Why not read the Bible?
Right.
You don't have to believe it if you're Mr. Atheist, but why not read it? Now, secretly, as Christians, we know what Hebrews 4:12 says, that it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit.
Exactly.
You know, we know that.
And we know that if they start reading it, stuff will happen. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But you can go in as a skeptic. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Maybe we could spend just a few seconds here on translations. Mm. I typically recommend against, everyone hold their breath, the King James. Look, I think the King James is great. In fact, I'm reading currently the New King James. But I would recommend against the King James only because of it's hard to understand.
It is.
Especially for people that don't, that aren't.
Quick turnoff for a lot
that aren't from 16, they don't live in the year 1605. Then I would say, hey, you should probably read a more modern translation. And hang on with me. People are already getting pissed off. I could tell. But I'm going to go through the reasons behind what I just said, and I'm going to hopefully make you feel better. If you're really, people are angry at me right now. I could feel it because I just talked. I said, don't read the King James.
I almost sent you a video to react to, which was a preacher saying, thank God we have the King James. Therefore, we no longer have any need for Hebrew or for the Greek. Mm. And I just laughed. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure we have other things to talk about. So I didn't send it to you.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, that'll help with that discussion. Sure. I'm going to hit screen record on this iPad, which is my Bible. So here we are. We're looking at Psalm 42:1. That's the last thing we read. So what we're looking at here is an app. And I choose to read I read different pieces of media for different situations. For instance, with our kids, when we do our family worship, I'm reading the actual paper Bible.
Yeah.
When I get up in the morning and I read my own devotional time, I'm using this, the screen I'm looking at right now. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons. One, this is syncing with my phone. What's on my iPad syncs with my phone. So when I have those moments when I'm like in an Uber,
yeah,
and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't get to read, I'm reading right here on my phone. It's always on me.
Yeah.
So I don't have to have my Bible in my bag. I don't have to have, because that's a good excuse. If you don't, you're like, man, my Bible's not in my backpack. Guess I can't read today. That's a bad hangup.
Eliminate those barriers.
Eliminate barriers. Yeah. Great. Another reason is it's got a light. It's got a backlight to it. So I'm reading early in the morning. I don't necessarily need a lamp or a light on the airplane or in the terminal or in my living room. It's got its own light. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Another reason for this iPad is this particular thing I'm looking at right here. This is called Logos, or other people pronounce it Logos, L-O-G-O-S. That is an app. Let me go out here. So it's right here on the top left, Logos Bible. It's blue and it has a white cross on it. And there are many versions, so don't think that this is the only way to do it. But what we're looking at here is, as you could see on the screen, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God, is highlighted in yellow. So I could highlight that. I can go in here and highlight any verses. And as I come back to it, I see what I previously highlighted. Also, you see on the top left on this verse one, there's a little T, and I could hit that T and it's going to say Joel 1:20. So there is a reference to Joel 1:20, and it says, even the beasts of the field pant for you because the water brooks are dried up.
That's great.
And fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. So there's a connection between Joel 1:20 and Psalm 42:1. Great. Another thing I could do on Logos is I could take a word like soul. And I hit soul, and now I have Hebrew, and I could look at the word study on soul and the way that this was used. And I could study the word, I could study, if I'm in the New Testament, I could study the Greek of it. And I could see the way that this was translated. So this goes back to the kind of this King James conversation, is I could look at what do these words mean. So if I don't trust a translation, then let me look at what the actual word says myself.
Yeah.
So I don't have to sit here and go, I don't trust a certain translation. Right. Well, it's 2024. We have Logos. Look at the word yourself.
Yeah.
Look at the word yourself that was found on the actual scroll itself. So I can get a definition of the word. I can get the Hebrew word. I can get what the Hebrew word means. I can go way deeper than that. I could get really, really deep. What I'm looking at on the screen now is the English Standard Version. This is my preaching text that I use.
Sure.
It's also my personal reading and my personal devotional. It is also what I read with the kids. But I said personal devotional. That's wrong. This is my preaching text, and this is what I read with the kids, and this is what I teach with. But my
specific
personal
reason?
My church uses it.
Okay. So you stay in line with the same verbiage?
I think that's the best, easiest way to answer that. Yeah. My church reads the ESV. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's an excellent translation. Yeah, there's a lot of other reasons, but let's start there. Yeah. But my personal devotional translation changes every year. Okay. Right now I'm in the King James, or the New King James.
Okay.
Last year in 2023, I read the CSB, Christian Standard Bible. So go ahead.
New King James, does that take out a lot of these and thous?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty much what it does. Where, it's the same as King James, just without the these and thous.
Yeah. That's where a lot of people get hung up in that verbiage, mm-hmm. these and thous in there.
Like,
who are we talking about at this point?
The New King James and the King James, they come out of Textus Receptus manuscripts, and the ESV and the CSB comes out of the Alexandrian old manuscripts.
Okay.
The Alexandrian manuscripts are slightly older and found slightly more recently.
Interesting.
So we found more recent Alexandrian manuscripts that are older. The older ones sometimes exclude certain things,
okay.
which is why people see now, and it's like popular on TikTok to go, look at this Bible, y'all. It's missing verse 23.
Right.
How dare they remove 23? Well, the reason is not because someone's being deceitful and taking it out of a major translation that we all can trust. It's because the older manuscripts don't include it.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's wrong, and none of that changes major doctrine. It's all of those instances where something is excluded or included. It's always second, third, fourth tier type stuff. It's never a major doctrine. It doesn't change any of our beliefs. Right. It doesn't change the faith. It doesn't change anything about what we believe. It's just slight details. But what's cool is that we know that. It's 2024. We know these slight differences. And as I read Logos, I could go back. So watch what I'm doing now on screen. I can go to text comparison, and I could go to, we're looking at Psalm 1. Let's go to Psalm 1. And so now I have the ESV, the LEB, the NASB, the NIV, the NRSV, the KJV, the good old King James, and the NKJV. It goes on and on. And so I could sit here and go, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the advice of the wicked. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Yeah. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice. So here it is. Here's all that this makes everybody happy. And Logos even monitors right here the percentage of difference in what the translation you're looking at is. So the for instance, the KJV is 31% different than the ESV in Psalm 1:1. And you could look right here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Slightly different,
right.
But you see what I mean? It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same idea. It's very obvious if it's different, if it means a different thing, or if it hits differently, or a different emotion. That would be wrong.
Right.
And these major translations are not wrong. It's a different way of looking at an ancient translation. And you know what? It's probably fair to say that none of them are exactly right.
Right, because they're English.
They're English.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we know that the word is preserved for us in a way that we could trust it, that it is still the inerrant word of God.
Right.
It's spoken differently, but it's the same essence. It's the same feeling. It's the same nature, character of God that comes through the text that we can believe and wrap our lives around.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
So I hope this makes people comfortable. Yeah. Makes people comfortable.
Well, and I think a question too that can come up is like, well, how are they just now discovering new trans, or, you know, new scrolls with this text and what have you? We saw it firsthand. I mean, yeah. Literally, there will be an area of 10 feet by 40 feet that a year ago was solid ground, and today it's steps of a Roman Colosseum or what have you, that is uncovered little by little. And they're doing that every day in all of these old historic places over in Jerusalem, over in that area. And they are discovering stuff all the time with the...
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Another episode on the historicity of the Bible and the accuracy of it.
Yeah. Of stuff they're uncovering today.
Because I'm like, man, we're almost out of time and I want to go to that.
Yeah.
But that's probably another episode. Let's do that another episode. Right now, this is just how to read
it. How to read the Bible, yes.
So back to the screen here. If you look, as I scroll on Logos, I've got the English Standard Version here. There's the King James right there. So for all the people that love the King James, I'm right there with you. I actually love it too. Yeah. I just don't read it on my daily devotional because it's hard. But as I am going through my preaching or teaching, and I want to look at, and what does the King James say here? Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss that. And so an easy way is to go to this text comparison and then back to my reading. So now let's get specifically to what this podcast is about. How do I, Granger Smith, how do I read? Here's how I read right here. This is my McShane reading plan. Yeah. Help me spell it. M'CHEYNE.
Y-N-E, yes.
Yeah. McShane. I don't want to get into the details of who McShane was. That's probably irrelevant. He was a brilliant man and a dear brother from a couple centuries ago. But he was absolutely brilliant. Died young. I believe he was 29 when he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Brilliant man.
I didn't know that part.
And he put together a really neat Bible reading plan that includes two chapters from the Old Testament and two from the New. What it does is, if you read it every single day, in 1 year, you will have made it through the New Testament twice, the Psalms twice and the Old Testament once. Mm. If you stick every day to those four chapters. Yeah. And sometimes it's five chapters, sometimes it's three. It changes a little bit, but usually it's four.
Sometimes it's not a whole chapter. I know Psalm 119,
right.
He split up.
And sometimes it's not a whole chapter.
Yeah.
So looking back to the screen, this is... it says session complete because that's what I did this morning. So let me go to.
So you can load the McShane plan through.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So you go to Logos and you could load a reading plan.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you could load any plan you want.
Right.
There are the chronological plans. Mm-hmm. There's read the Bible in 1 year plans. Mm-hmm. There's the McShane plan. There's several.
Yeah.
And I don't really care what you do. Like I said,
a plan just really helps you organize your life. As you're organizing everything else, plan goes, hey, if you do this today, it will help you accomplish a goal that maybe you've set for your life.
Yeah.
If it's just reading today, that might be the goal, and that's great. It does that. If it's reading the Bible in a year, it does that as well.
Yeah. Let me hit plan overview. Go to plan overview. This is my personal plan. You can see in the top left, McShane, reading plan, and this is the New King James Version. I try to read a different translation every year. I've done the NIV, I've done the ESV twice, I've done the CSB, I've done CSB again, and I've done now I'm doing the New King James. Okay. This is all in the McShane. So I think it's helpful for me to see different text. And I start in March, and so you could see I'm on day 35, and my next reading is Genesis 37, Mark 7, Job 3, Romans 7. And then you could see here, these are the previous days. And it's simple. So as I'm reading, I could highlight, I could remember that, I could tweet it or exit.
So it'll let you copy it and then you
copy
it somewhere else. Yeah. That's great.
I could click on all these little tabs, which are just so helpful. All the little numbers here. Then I can go back and see, what is 1 Samuel? Oh, there's a connection between 1 Samuel and Genesis 37, 2. Anyway, it's a deep rabbit hole. You don't have to get into it all. But this is how I read the Bible. So I'll go back to overview so that I'm ready tomorrow to hit read.
Man, that's great. And if you're looking for it, I've learned something right here today, but we didn't go this deep when you told me about the McShane plan, but that right there helped me tremendously. And today this is even better. I didn't realize you were using Logos. I was just using the Bible app. If I need it on my phone or
does the Bible app do similar thing?
It does. It doesn't import, but I'll go look at my email because I get an email every morning. It's the one at the top in that account. It's the top email. It's that early. Nothing else has come in after that. And so I'll click on it first thing in the morning, see what the passages are to read, and then flip over either in my Bible or if I'm traveling, flip over my phone
and
read those. Yeah. And I know a lot of people look forward to those tweets every morning. And those come from your daily reading.
That comes from this McShane plan. Yeah.
That's great.
I will post something from one of those four chapters. And that kind of forces me, whenever I tweet it or post it, that forces me to not just skim read, but I got to read something worth taking away.
Yeah. You can, because you can get into a place where you're mindlessly reading.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And part of my prayer every morning before I read is to, what the Bible tells us to do in many other circumstances, though, is to take thoughts captive. Take those thoughts captive. So those thoughts that are not about what I'm reading right now, either reserve those for later if I need to pay attention to that thought later, or just cast it out and be done with it. But right now it's my time to read and understand and to get closer to you.
Yeah, amen.
That's the point.
Well, you guys, I'd love for you to be able to comment below if you're watching or listening on a platform where you can comment. Say, I'm reading. Or even better, I'm starting now.
Yes. This could be day one.
If we get an army of people that just do this to be well-equipped, ready for all the good works prepared for you, that's the goal. That would be amazing.
Is it a Chinese proverb that says the best day to plant a tree was 20 years ago? The second best day is today.
That sounds right.
The best day to start reading your Bible was 20 years ago. Yeah. The second best day is right now.
Is right now. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, amen. If you guys comment that would be super encouraging. See you next time. Thanks for joining me on the Granger Smith podcast. I appreciate all of you guys. You could help me out by rating this podcast on iTunes. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to this channel, hit that little like button and notifications bell so that you never miss any time I upload a video. Yee yee.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.